Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Magnus Carlstrand. Back at it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to keep our attention on the chess world.
Yeah, he really does.
By being a messy little jerk.
Messy guy. Messy Carl.
I'm Jack. That over there is Miles. Speaking of messy, Miles.
Oh my gosh.
Some hot goss coming out of the world of Adam Levine and Maroon 5.
Man, right now. Adam Levine, so fine. Hot goss alert. Allegedly, he's cheating on his Victoria Secret model wife while she's pregnant with their third child. Plot twist. The woman that he's having an affair with was revealing like Instagram DMs where he's saying, hey, you know, I'm pregnant again with a boy. If my son, if you don't mind, I would love to name the child Sumner, which is the name of this woman he was cheating with. And he's like, wow. I'm dead serious. Let me know.
That's hard, man.
That's fucked up. I mean, like, honestly, memorializing your affair by naming your child with your wife,
that's gonna be a hard one to talk your way out of.
Yeah,
I think you might have to sing his way out of that.
Okay,
one.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, this video, like, there's the woman that he was having the affair with, like, posted all this shit on TikTok with like her, like, with all the screen caps of their messages, and it's just like, ugh, the whole thing's just very, very gross. But hey, you know, don't name your kids after people you have affairs with. I would just say that.
Was she saying that, like, she didn't know he was married or something?
She said that she was manipulated, which I believe. I mean, I can't imagine. Sure. Yeah, because she seems like a younger woman, and you have fucking Mr. The Voice out here telling you all kinds. She's like, you're so hot, you don't even know it. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think most people knew that he was married. But she starts off just like flaming him. She's like, yeah, Maroon 5, it's like elevator music. Let's be real.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Mr. The Voice.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing to say to him before putting him in a sleeper hold.
Hey, what's up, The Voice?
What's up, The Voice?
Oh, what's up, The Voice?
All right. Puerto Rico is trending. Fiona, you know, there was a hurricane heading for Puerto Rico at the beginning of the weekend, and the entire island is now without power. It was not as powerful as the last hurricane that struck Puerto Rico in 2017, but I don't know. I was listening to like an NPR thing this morning, a report, and they were like, well, it wasn't as powerful. Like, how is the power out? And they're like, that's a great question that we're trying to get to the bottom of. It's like,
no, they weren't.
We saw the government ignore the fuck out of them, like, after Maria. Like, there might have been some people who said they were going to make sure this never happened again, but nobody did that shit. Nobody did anything about it. It was very, very frustrating.
Yeah, I love to not give people any perspective.
Right.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, is it like such a weird place that like a little storm knocks the power out?
Yeah.
Weird place?
That was the subtext, the between the lines.
Like a formalized like fiefdom where it's just about someone wrote an interesting tweet that was like, you know, look at Puerto Rico today to figure out what you think the US will look like tomorrow. Because I mean that's just built on, you know, privatization of everything, no duty to the people or what their needs are at a minimum level, and just kind of be like, well, out of sight, out of mind.
Ways to put people in debt so that you don't have to help them or do anything, and just they're powerless.
Well, you know, we're really looking into it.
Right. All right. Should we talk about Messi Magnus?
My gosh. Yeah. Magnus, Mr. Carlson.
Magnus Carlson, right? That's his name?
Yep.
Carl's Trent.
I mean, okay. I knew your name before, but then the Hans Niemann anal bead thing made us all be like, wait, what the fuck are y'all talking about over there? Right. He played Hans Niemann again.
Rematch,
like online or something. And he resigned like after one move playing him like on the computer. And I'm just going to play you a clip because it's just so funny how like in real time, these people who are commenting on it are like, it's like as if he'd like a fucking alien crashed into the fucking frame and like vaporized him. I'm just going to play this for you right now. This is him playing one move and then turning off his camera.
But is it an obvious proof of cheating? Definitely not. I don't think he cheated in the Singfield Cup, but everything else is still.
Sorry, Alejandro. I just have to interrupt you because the game started. And Magnus has logged off. What has happened?
Magnus has resigned.
He's resigned.
Magnus has resigned the game against Hans Niemann.
Yes. At least that's what it says in our transmission.
He made one move and resigned.
Yes. It looks that way.
Wow.
Big drama. Big drama. massive, Magnus.
Okay.
Massive. But I think a lot of people are just like, dude, I think some people are just like, at this point, come out with what you think is going on. Otherwise, this just feels like, you know, histrionics.
It does feel like histrionics. It was weird because he comes on, they start, the dude who beat him and was accused of having a vibrating anal bead that was dictating his moves to him, makes one move, Magnus makes a move, anal bead guy makes second move, and then Magnus stares at the board for like 5 seconds and then just logs off.
Right.
Like if you're gonna like try and come on make a point and be like, haha, psych, I'm not playing you, don't make it look like you got scared by his like two pawn moves. Like he really, I don't know, man. It's at the same time, it is the best thing for the story. What he did is, you know, mysterious, not explaining it, and coming on doing something very rude to the person who beat you. Making it seem like, ooh, he might be really like stung by his loss, or this might be like an act of, I don't know. It's messy. It is what probably like if the chess world had a social media manager, like if it was if it had the same manager as the Paul brothers, I feel like this would be what the move was.
I just love chess Twitter now.
Right.
So much, there's
chess
so many
tweets. Real, man. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and it helps me. I mean, because I get the sort of basic premise of it, but now some people are like, it just feels like Magnus Carlsen is trying to use this to not say anything and ruin this guy's reputation without saying anything.
Right.
And now it's becoming frustrated because for people who are like being like willing to say, okay, well, if you really feel like something unjust happened, what the fuck was that exactly that you think happened? Or what are you saying here?
But again, all right. I didn't know that they were doing a rematch. Now, the next time they play,
it wasn't. I mean, they just met at another tournament. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, you know, here's the Thrilla in Manila type thing. But yeah, they saw each other again.
But now it is the, now it, I do care about their third matchup if he ever plays
all nude.
Yeah, all nude chess.
Exactly.
And the all nude thing, for people who didn't listen last week, people thought that he had somebody dictating the moves to him via anal beads. And so the only way to play without that, or a shoe computer was the other one.
Either way, they're all absurd. Anal beads one was the most salacious.
So, I mean, it seems impossible to, like, if you're just playing over Zoom, which it seems like what they were doing, then...
Actually, Teams, which they were playing over Teams, so I do understand if Magnus Carlsen signed off because fuck Teams. It's like the worst app ever.
He's like, wait, we're playing over Teams.
Oh, he's like, oh, no, that actually had nothing to do with Hans.
Right.
The fucking Teams fucked up. I hate Teams.
Yeah, but it is like, I do care about this now more than I did before. It has a build to it. Now there is the third act to the story because they gave it a second act, which was mean. It was mean. What Magnus did was mean, and I kind of love it.
And it's just wild. You have some people be like, I understand why why Magnus did that. These people aren't fucking cheating.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, but then other people are like having a laugh that they're like, I mean, if he beat him in two moves, he might be cheating.
Right.
Yeah, like, well, exactly. He didn't actually beat, but okay, go on.
Yeah. I mean, the two moves are also pretty standard. Like, he moved two pawns up. Like, it wasn't, anyways. All right. Well, let's take a quick break.
Yes.
We'll come back and we'll talk about other intrigue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and
Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back. And just wall-to-wall funeral coverage seems to be the main order of the day that is sort of leaking through to social media. I thought I had my algorithm trained more than this, but disappointed. Twitter should have shielded me from this, but just wall-to-wall coverage of what is essentially a police state takeover of London. Like, they're saying the security is more intense and the lockdown that is happening from the London police is more intense than infamous London 2012 Olympics, where they just put cameras everywhere.
I saw more than one clip of snipers having to be set up.
Snipers, and
I
was like, on every roof.
Really? Okay, yeah. Whatever. I mean, go off, do your thing. You know,
there were unconfirmed reports of a coffin flop.
Oh, I saw that too.
Waffle House, Yamaguchi, Maine, with the Queen's body falling nude out of the bottom of the coffin. We haven't confirmed that.
No.
Yet.
Hey, you got to subscribe to Corncob TV if you want to see that, folks. Right. Let's be real.
That's great, the news hook that the mainstream doesn't want you to know about. But like, the thing that everybody was talking about was there was a spider on the coffin. It's just truly a testament to the level of boredom of
how unserious you are. I can't take someone seriously who's like, and now there's a coffin on the piece of wood in the shape of a box.
Right.
Like, does that mean anything? No, a motherfucking spider crawled on something.
Right.
That's not a headline.
Yes.
Like, I'm surprised they didn't zoom in and be like, and here are the bacterial colonies on the handles of the coffin when we did a Petri dish swab test. Like, okay. They got to make something seem like it's exciting, because it was like a 13-hour line people were standing in just to look at it. So
they did bring out the lip readers to tell us that Camilla, King Charles's wife, was yelling at Kate for her son being cheeky. So that's her.
Oh, because
for one of their kids being a cheeky little bugger.
How old are the fucking kids? Like six tops?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your 6-year-old didn't know how to act at a fucking funeral for like the grandmother he probably didn't really even fuck with like that?
Yeah. The Charles Camilla power couple of just petty little bitches. Like, I feel we're going to talk more about it tomorrow, but they are going to be worth watching in the coming. Or not worth watching, depending on how much you want to give yourself an aneurysm. South Carolina is trending. So they had at their football game against Georgia, which they were in the process of getting their ass whooped by Georgia, who's the number one team in the country. South Carolina had, in recognition of Title IX's anniversary, you know, Title IX, in addition to being, you know, the stuff that it's getting covered for, it also like ensures equal funding for women's sports. And so they did a Title IX anniversary celebration by having the women athletes from South Carolina just walk on the field between the first and second quarter and then just hurried off right away. Just like, yeah, Title IX, all right, everybody wave to the crowd and get out of here now. And they were slow to get everybody off the field because it was not well planned, as you might suspect from this being the amount of
hasty celebration.
And, yeah, thought and energy that went into this. This was not well planned. And so they were starting the second quarter and women athletes were still walking off the field. And the South Carolina football coach started having a temper tantrum, like yelling at them to get off the field and then like throwing up his arms in the air and like looking at the coach across the field and being like,
I'm sorry.
Do you believe this stuff? I'm so sorry. And the other coach was like, what is wrong with this guy.
He's like, my daughter's walking out there, man. Yeah. Have some fucking respect.
It's kind of what you expect from sports media, from the sport, from the world of college sports and football, American football. But it was just a bad look for a lot of people in general. Oh, and then like a lot of the men's football reporters were like, this is amateur hour. Why are they on the field still? And then like had to retcon it to be like, and by that, I mean, they should have given them more time on the field because, yeah, so.
See, and this is the problem. You know, you can't be right. doing this. You can't be doing woke virtue signaling like this because then it gets away the foot gets in the way of the football, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I'm hearing it was okay. It's not pronounced title X. It's actually nine. It's a Roman noodle.
Bullshit.
Yeah. What is title X? Shit.
And finally, Adnan. We talked last week about how his case was being reviewed and it came up in front of a judge earlier this morning. And basically, the ruling was overturned. The judge ordered him released from prison and like he was sent home with GPS monitoring after 23 years in prison. So I'm guessing we're going to get an update from Serial at some point as to what's going on here.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like because there's DNA stuff. I saw like Rabia Chaudhry was tweeting something about how now there's like DNA testing that can happen because we shall see how this ends, but holy shit. Was it 23 years?
23 years. God. Prosecutors have 30 days to determine if they want to drop charges or retry. So
it's so funny to see like on Twitter people's reactions because some people were like, oh shit, Serial? Like someone just, there's right. like a thing that doesn't even mention it. And some people are legit like, dude, I remember I listened to a couple episodes of that. So did he do it or no? Oh, he's right. out. Like it's just funny, varying levels of engagement with it. But look at them.
Look at them.
Look at them. 23 fucking years. Holy shit. It's wild. Like it'd be, if there's, they really, cause it, the whole thing is about them saying like, no, we got a lot of shit we ignored about some other people that probably have done it,
yeah.
which is why this release is even happening. I'm really curious to see where, like if this will actually lead to the conviction of the right person.
Prosecutorial misconduct is real and horrifying and the justice system in this country is an absolute nightmare and is in no way as efficient or functional as I think you're led to believe on a day-to-day basis, just reading the mainstream media. But at the same time, I don't know enough about what the cause was for the overturning. They're going to be like, Jay did it. We told you. Or, wow, you know,
look at him come out of court.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, September 19th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Get and we will talk to y'all time. Tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.